We've got lots of tech stuff to talk about because that's the other reason you guys come here, is for tech stuff. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that. George's tech update, a little bit of explanation about stuff, some really good questions, and more.
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere. Together in one place. George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred, myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, to bring you all the latest technology, today's voiceover superstars, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan's signature products. Source Elements, remote connections made even easier. VO2GoGo.com, everything you need to be a successful voiceover artist. J. Michael Collins Demos, award-winning demo production. VoiceActorWebsites.com, where your voiceover website won't be a pain in the butt. And VoiceOver Extra, your daily resource for VO success.
And now, live from their super secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
And we're back, and it's VoiceOver Body Shop. We've flipped things around here a little bit, and now we're going to do the tech part second.
I like it.
I know.
I like it because I really love starting with the guests to get the energy up in the studio for the guests.
And right.
It's a lot of fun.
Right. So we've got lots of stuff to talk about, a couple of great questions from our audience. Let's start off with your tech update. What's up in the world of voiceover tech?
Well, I mean, the thing that's been, you know, the newest thing in our world really that's had any consequence is the new computers from Apple. Mm-hmm. And the new Mac Mini is the one that I was really excited about. Well, people are starting to buy them now, and I'm finding out that it is legit.
It works well.
It works well. And there was a lot of concern about, I'm seeing my notes aren't here, so I'm just going to wing it. There's a lot of concern about the performance of the new Mac Mini, as well as the new MacBook Air, because the MacBook Air has arguably pretty low-end specs. Mm-hmm. You know, the low-end, the MacBook Air is like, they say it's like a low-power chip. It's a very low-class level chip. But I'm telling you, even the MacBook Air with its low-end spec, it's so snappy and responsive that it's not going to feel sluggish to you. The people are probably not going to want to go run out and buy a MacBook Air. People who are trying to do a lot of 4K video editing, you know, you got a new action cam GoPro 4K, or I've been playing around with the Osmo Pocket. It's 4K.
Yeah, and like the little thing it turns around.
It looks like a chicken head. You can move it around. The head's always like all those things. You need a bit more horsepower for doing that kind of work. But for the vast majority of what you're doing, especially voiceover actors, these machines are all fantastic. They're snappy. The Mac Mini is a 6-core processor, so that means that you can multitask like crazy. You can have Chrome with 25 tabs open going on. You can have your recording software going. Everything can be running simultaneously.
Especially someone like you who loves to have all those tabs open.
I tend to be a bit of a power user, and it handles all that stuff no problem. Again, the Mac Mini is not a graphics powerhouse either. Like, if you want the most all-round computer, you're going to be dabbling in YouTube, you want to be shooting 4K stuff, maybe that's something, maybe you want to look at a MacBook Pro or the iMac. There's also the iMac Pro that came out about a year ago. That is like a crazy tier higher than almost anybody needs. I mean, that thing is a monster. I think the low-end iMac Pro is 10 cores.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get it up to 18 cores.
What do you need 10 cores for?
Crap load of processing power.
I mean, if you're doing like models of global warming and...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're trying to Bitcoin mine, you know, maybe that's what you need all that for. But we don't need that stuff. Now, if you get a Mac Mini and you find that the video performance on it ends up being a weak point for you, which I don't think that's possible because the new Mac Mini can drive 2 4K monitors. I mean, if you got one 4K monitor, you're kicking butt. If you got two, you are a serious power user. And it can drive them no problem. But it also can take an external what they call an eGPU, external graphics processor unit. So imagine getting a video card that costs, oh God, I don't know, $300-$400.
Right.
Shoving it in a little box and putting it next to your Mac and then plugging your computer, your monitors into that because you want to now drive four 4K monitors or something crazy like that. You can do that with a Mac Mini now. You can plug external graphics into it and make it into a mega powerful machine. In fact, it's so powerful now that if you get the higher end version, it's better than the Mac Pro was. That trash can one, you know, that little, the one that looks like,
right.
Well, it looks like a trash can.
Yeah.
They're really quite amazing. Now, there's been a lot of concern, of course, about Mojave. Of course, it's the new operating system. Every year we have a new one. Every year we tell you not to upgrade on, you know, over and over. We do the same thing. But Mojave has been proven to be pretty darn pain-free for the most part. The only problem I've had so far personally with Mojave is installing a new installation of the Apollo system. And again, not a lot of you need the Apollo. That's something for doing
producers.
Source Connect sessions.
If you're doing commercials, if you are like, I mean, if you're producing commercials and multi-tracking and recording music and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, the tools that are in the Apollo really make a difference for people doing Source Elements, Source Connect type sessions or ISDN sessions, things where they are recording you live and you want to give them the best version of you that you can, the cleanest noise floor. You want to have all this processing. You can do that with these tools. A lot of you, if you're lucky enough to have a pristinely quiet studio like this one, you need very minimal processing tools, but many, many of you are going to be relying on those kind of tools to get that stuff done.
Yeah.
So, so Mojave, I think, is okay. I'm still going to say don't upgrade unless you absolutely need to. Don't upgrade unless it's something you feel like it allows you to run a tool that's going to improve your productivity, make you feel a lot more like you're, you know, going to be able to get your work done faster.
This 2013 old MacBook, it's running Mojave without any problem.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the machine's qualified to run it, you should be fine. I wouldn't install it on a really low-end computer. Maybe if you only have 4 gigs of memory, maybe not. Something with a little more memory in it should run it much better, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to throw it on my G5. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. On the Windows side of things, there's not a whole lot of new exciting things in the world of Windows. I think the biggest thing with Windows is trying to avoid Windows upgrading
itself,
system
when
you don't want it to at the most inopportune time and then causing you a lot of problems. I mean, Mac OS also has an auto upgrade feature, but you do actually have to, an auto update feature, but you have to turn it on and you can turn it off.
Right.
Windows systems, unless I think you have the pro license, it tends to do updates automatically. So just be really, really careful. But I mean, there's so much power in our machines these days. You just don't have to have the latest and greatest. But if you do, you got to have it. You know what? The latest and greatest thing that is powerful that kind of blows my mind is the iPad Pro.
I can't wait to try one.
When the iPad Pro becomes a regular Mac and has like a file system with folders.
Oh, cool.
That thing is going to be sick. Like, it is crazy powerful. Yeah. Wait. Right now, it's still... No, it's still just an iPad with a lot of horsepower built into it.
A lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of gear that I'm looking forward to this year, I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
With the DSP.
We know how good we've been with predictions.
Well,
ISDN gone in 2 years.
Yeah, we always.
That was in 2010.
I stopped trying to predict ISDN's demise. That's impossible. But I'm predicting that this year we're going to have a microphone that can steer the pickup pattern towards your voice automatically. Because we have those cameras from Facebook. You know that Facebook, what's it called? The portal? I think that's what they call it. It's like a little camera tablet you stick on your table.
Oh, right, right.
And as you walk around the room, it virtually follows you.
Right.
It doesn't just follow the video doesn't just follow you. The audio follows you. The microphones steer themselves to point in the direction where you're standing.
How do you do that?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And, and actually, the Amazon Echo Dot, a $40 little gadget, does the same thing.
Right.
I can be in the shower, a room away, and yell, Echo, and then have it play something.
Right. Or at least say, I don't know. I don't know that one. Get that a lot.
You can do that because the microphones steer and figure out where you are. Well, I'm thinking that that's going to trickle into like the professional recording world.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put a mic up and have it be 2, 3, 4 feet away, or have it right next to a piece of glass.
Right.
And the mic will automatically focus on you. I think that's what's coming for us because it's about time. You know, all this technology goes into prosumer or really consumer stuff, but I'm waiting for it to trickle into professional microphones. And it's going to make it much easier for people to set up a studio.
Cool.
So I'm hoping that happens.
All right. Well, speaking of setting up studios,
mm-hmm.
this place has gone through, I put it in a cocoon and it came out a butterfly.
It really has really become a much more usable space for what we do.
And mostly because Eddie Furrier gave us this stand-up desk that raises and lowers, which is really nice.
It has the world's most sensitive buttons.
Yeah, you're like leaning out.
If you
suddenly
just touch it,
down
with
on
anything, the desk goes up and down. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. It's such a nice piece.
A lot went into doing this, and you were gone a lot. So I ended up doing all of this completely myself. The only person that really helped in really doing anything is Lewis helped carry in the new couch.
Thank
God. It was a whole 40-second operation out of 2 weeks.
Because I know you would have tried to carry the couch in here by yourself.
I carried the corner piece in myself.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. So we used to have this, there was one couch, it was the napping couch on our porch in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's L-shaped and it was really nice, but only half of it fit on the patio here in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought a new one for the patio that fits better.
Nice.
And we took the rest of it. Got rid of my messy desk. If you've ever been in here, you know what a slob I am. And there there's an actual shot of it right now.
What it looks like.
And that's, wave everybody.
Yay!
Yeah, John, there's a...
Oh, you can see the new beer. You can see the new beer keg, too.
Yeah, there's the new beer keg in the corner there, right next to Sue. And
cold beer on tap at all times.
I know. I'm going for the cold brew coffee thing that goes in there.
Nice.
We can't change it.
We're stuck with it.
Yeah.
You can change them now.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Oh, I guess it's time
Isn't
to change.
Is it going to break a bunch of stuff if we change it, though?
I changed mine.
Maybe we'll change it.
That's the next thing. But it was a major effort, and now we're not in the corner over there. That's just my booth over there now. And, we're just on this set, which...
One set. Camera stays locked. It's simpler to operate. And the room's been dialed in acoustically as well. Dan put up several more panels in the ceiling. It sounds noticeably better.
Yeah.
And you had to do that because once you took all that stuff away from the other half of the room, that changes the way the room sounds.
That's right. That's right. And that's a very important thing when you're monitoring your sound as well, because I've made, where Sue is working now, our technical director, is also my workstation.
Yeah.
And to go from the Mac to the beast PC that we have running the show,
I
have to do is flick a little button.
Yeah.
It just changes the monitor.
Flick a switch and flop the keyboards
around.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's going to be, it's so much nicer. I now have a napping couch. My wife's like, you're never coming back in the house, are you? Like, well, I got to come in to eat.
We have a beer keg.
Oh,
did I mention there's a beer keg?
Yeah. But it
looks like a coffee machine.
Yeah. And it will be a coffee machine. But we've got a monitor up there that actually, no cable. It has an antenna. I get all the big stations and PBS so I can watch all the car chases. My wife walks in here, the car chase on. She goes, yeah. All right, that's what you're doing out here, watching car chases. Like, they're so compelling.
Well, you are truly now a local.
I know. Yeah, that's right. This guy's just driving along. How does he do that? But I'm really happy with it. And then the coup de grace was this cabinet we bought, because this desk was not wide enough to have both monitors and the studio monitors, the speakers on there.
Yep.
So I said, got to find a 37-inch tall dresser or shelf or something that will support the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcy found one.
Sure enough.
It was white. It's actually a baby drawer thing.
She painted it in...
No, I painted it.
Oh, you painted it in chalkboard material?
Chalkboard paint.
It's cool.
So now it says tools, batteries.
That's my crappy handwriting all over the front.
And then on the other side, it says homework, read chapter 5, answer questions 1 through 7, and just to remind me where I came from. Anyway, we got lots of tech questions coming up. If you've got a tech question, throw it in the chat room, and we'll answer it as well. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back with more VoiceOver Body Shop and lots of tech right after this.
Are you confused about how to set up and maintain a professional quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there, in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios, who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success in one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the Home Studio Master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the Home Studio Master at homevoiceoverstudio.com.
Well, it's time to thank and talk about one of our wonderful sponsors here, that's Source Elements, the creators of Source Connect. So it's a new year. You should probably have some new levels of work in your sights. And to be able to kind of level up, you really need to have the right tools. One of those things is definitely going to be Source Connect. It's the software that allows you to connect to studios real time, doing live sessions where they're recording you and you're just being a voice actor. That's the coolest thing about using a Source Connect session is you as the talent, once you're connected, you just get to act. You're not having to keep Pro Tools rolling and all this stuff. You just talk. The sound quality is fantastic. It's very, very reliable. They have great support all around the globe. So no matter where you are, you can get support. Give it a try. You can go over to source-elements.com. You can get a 15-day free trial. You don't have to have the little iLock dongle-y thing anymore to use Source Connect Standard. And that's the one you want to check out, by the way, is Source Connect Standard. Go give it a try. Get it logged on. Start practicing with it so that day it comes when you do have a job. You can purchase the license outright. You can do it on a month-to-month basis. And you'll already know how to use it. You won't feel unprepared. So give it a try, and we thank Source Elements for their ongoing support for over 3 years now here at Source. Or, well, should we change the name to Source Elements VoiceOver Body Shop? Well, they haven't given us that much money.
No,
but thank you for supporting us all these years, and we'll be right back.
And we're back on VoiceOver Body Shop. You want to ask us a question? Email us at theguys@vobs.tv. Mm-hmm. And people wrote in. Let's talk tech, because that's what this show is all about. First question we have tonight is from Michael Kearns, and it says, near Seattle, Washington. All right. It says, in a recent episode, you talked about mics. We talk about them every episode. Main point I got was the mic isn't the real important thing. The important thing is proper setup and use of the mic.
That's
absolutely
right.
Totally get it, but I still like the way I sound on different mics for different voices. He has more than one voice. Interesting. I had a chance to work with Cynthia Clank of Highland.
He might be an engineer and recording other voices.
That's true.
That's possible.
But he doesn't say that. He said, I had a chance to work with Cynthia Clank of Highland Recording Arts here near Seattle, and she let me put her Townsend Labs L22 through the line.
Oh, gosh. I have one of those to test,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, yeah, you're going to get to it
one
eventually.
Of these days.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It comes with a plug-in to emulate a bunch of classic mics like the U47, the U87, the AKG-C12, the Coles STC-4030. These are all mic numbers. By switching between mic emulations after the take, I find it really easy to fine-tune the mic for the voice I'm going after. Have you taken the L22 for a test drive yet? I have. That's the Sphere.
Yeah. It is the Sphere.
Yeah. And if so, what is your take on mic emulation. Well, I certainly have an opinion on
this. Yes.
Here's the thing he says. I like the way I sound mm-hmm. on this mic.
Yeah.
But here's the problem, Mike. You don't hire you. We find this so many times that people are like, I love the way I sound on this. But the fact of the matter is, unless you're really a trained engineer, and Mike, you might be a trained engineer, it's not the mic that's going to get you the job. It's how you interpret the copy or how much you can sound like Christopher Walken.
Wow, yeah. That's a terrible impression.
Thank you. The thing is you sound like you. The idea is to capture you as you exist, not to futz around with your voice and make it sound different. That said, it's fun to play with. I'll throw it to you with that.
Oh, it's fun to play with. It's so cool. Well, the L-Tony 2 is an early days representation of kind of what I was talking about is what might be coming this year.
Right.
So the L-22, you can manually adjust the microphone's pickup pattern, the proximity effect. You can steer the microphone in different directions. And it's kind of fun for me as an engineer. I can be connected on somebody on Source Connect. I can remote desktop and see their computer screen, have someone read their recording, read their audio, and I can remotely dial in the microphone's pickup pattern until it sounds the best it can. And it's pretty freaking cool. I mean, it is a cool gadget. Is it needed? Is it necessary in your own very own home studio? Not really. It's not, because in your own home studio, you've got complete control over those aspects. You can put the mic where it needs to go. But it is definitely a cool thing. The ability to emulate other microphones, huge for producers who do record a lot of voiceovers. Like if you are a producer and you have others coming in and you don't want to have 25 microphones on hand, to be able to change out mics a lot is pretty darn awesome.
Right.
So that I can see. As a voice actor yourself, people do tend to have like two microphones commonly. One might be their promo sounding mic, which might be a Sennheiser 416 or something like that. And then they'll have a narrating mic or something a little bit less hyped sounding. And so to be able to change both mics, to be able to change mics without physically reconnecting mics and just changing a setting, that's pretty compelling.
Yeah.
I will do a review. I have one sitting that's been loaned to me by Thomas Machen.
Right. I got it first and I let you have it.
And I am so sorry. It has been on a mic arm on my desk now for, I don't even want to say how long. It's embarrassing. But I'm going to give it a full review before NAMM show. That is my deadline. Before NAMM show, darn which is in well 2 weeks, I will have a review. Because once NAMM happens, I'm going to be inundated with new stuff to talk about.
Yeah, lots of stuff, lots of toys to play with there. Yeah, I thought it was okay. It sounded like a mic. You know, I mean, if you like to play with mics, if you like, then fine, go play. But going to play has nothing to do with being a professional voice actor, as far as I'm concerned. But that's just me.
Horses for courses.
That's right. Dave Wandelt asks, if you were setting up an analog mic preamp, for example, an Avalon 737, what would you feed that into as the next link in the chain? The line input of the audio interface, such as the Apollo Mark II. Is there an interface that you particularly like for this role? I'd like to minimize the amount of analog circuitry the signal passes through once it leaves the preamp.
That's a good point. Yes.
And of course, my immediate answer is, don't use the Avalon preamp. If you've got an Apollo Mark II,
yeah.
What on earth do you need an Avalon preamp for?
Yeah, I think he has the Avalon. He's made the investment. He obviously likes the way he sounds on it. Now I call these pieces of technology Samson's hair. You know, once you have that thing, it's just like, that's part of my sound. I can't get rid of it. But what is he's asking about what AD converter. It's what he's really asking. Like what's the analog to digital? I mean, I have clients that plug it into a Scarlett.
Right.
Does that make sense to do that? Not really. I mean, the Scarlett is a $100 interface. You're plugging into another mic input. It's not ideal.
Right.
If you're using a $2,000 tube preamp, maybe you should level up to an AD converter that's more up to par. I mean, the Apollo, again, being a little overkill, but it has a really good AD converter.
Right.
That's a good one. RME, maybe the Babyface. That one's a very well respected and loved piece of gear for having really good quality. analog digital conversion. But whatever it is, it should have a proper line input. If you're using less expensive USB interfaces like the Scarlett, it doesn't have a line microphone switch inside it.
Actually, it does.
It actually doesn't.
No, the line, it says line instrument.
I know it does. That's trickery. It's not
okay.
Like on the Apollo, when you switch to line, yeah, you actually will hear a click on the inside of the unit. It's a relay, and it actually is switching the microphone signal out of the circuit. It's physically a different connection. And even the XLR inputs on the Apollo, there's a quarter inch in the middle. Like on the Scarlett, right, the quarter inch is still the same circuit. On the Apollo, the quarter inch is a line signal, and it's a completely different signal. So if you're a purist about it, you want to go through a line input. Does it matter? Are you going to hear the difference? No, you're probably not going to hear the difference. You really, like a properly set up interface with the Avalon is going to sound fine. So a couple ideas for you to try.
All righty. Patrick LeGreed of Phoenix, Arizona asks, he says, with the holidays just behind us, it brought about some travels and the opportunity to take my voiceover setup on the road. Why would you want to do that? At home, I use Harlan Hogan's Portabooth Pro and have managed to get my recordings to a fairly good, though not quite studio quality level, but good enough to get me a decent bit of work. In that case, it's good enough. And the Portabooth Pro is excellent if you use it right. However, on the road, I'm struggling with what to do. I'd like to bring the booth along, and while it is portable, I'm not sure I want to lug it around with me. That leaves me to create an on-the-fly recording space, usually with some combination of pillows, blankets, comforters, etc., in a closet, if available. Sounds awfully familiar. If that isn't feasible, I left including a note in my auditions that I'm on the road and not able to deliver the exact same quality that I would from home.
That's reasonable enough.
Okay, hoping they'll take my word for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any suggestions as to a feasible, practical way to tackle auditions and voiceover work on the road? I don't want to miss out on opportunities, yet I'm not sure I want to lug around a bunch of booth. Do I just suck it up and bring the booth? Is there a smaller, equally as effective option? For equipment on the side, I'm using a 416, a shotgun, and a Universal Apollo, which connects to the MacBook Pro. Mm-hmm. I don't bring my DBX 286E due to space.
Holy smokes.
Why do you need a 286E?
Especially if you have the Apollo. You do not need that thing.
Really. Fighting, I can achieve a comparable result using plugins and processing. Thanks for any insights you can provide. I'm looking forward to the show and get more tips from both of you.
And yes, if you type three paragraphs, we will bore everybody and read the whole thing.
Yeah, John Bailey, grab the microphone.
Come on.
And the
John,
audience cam.
What do you do, John? What do you do when you travel?
I have been preaching the praises of the MV88 from Shure. For a while.
The little thing that plugs in the bottom of the microphone has been
so freaking cool, man. Because you plug it into your iPad Pro, I can even record from my car with minimal background noise of very little reverb. And I've been doing a lot of conventions where I don't have, I can't carry around a bunch of equipment.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm going to need to go pop in a green room or, you know, find a quiet place and go record something. I can even do it from my iPhone. It's this big. It's not heavy. Like the Apogee's still a little bit better, but it picks up almost too well when you're out and about.
You know?
This one actually really works. Comes with its own little tiny windscreen. It works really
great. That's Tascam, right?
It's not 100%. It's a Shure.
Sure. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, sure.
It's not 100% the greatest mic. It does have a little issues with the twisted wave sometimes.
Well, it's this big.
But it's that big, and it plugs right into your Lightning port.
Dig it.
And it's the, what, 139?
100 something.
It's not that expensive at all.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, my opinion on the road. Well, you go first, and then I'll express my opinion on this.
We know your opinion. No. Well, I've sat next to you for 7.5 years. I know everything you're going 70? To say.
Almost 8.
Feels like 70. Yeah. the Portabooth Pro, all these portable things, I mean, they're cool for people that like to have something predictable. You know, they want to have something they take with them that they set up each time, and they get a pretty predictable result out of it. That's what's cool about them. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of folks that don't want to travel with these things, they're going to just make pillow forts and they're going to get creative.
They're going to build a shrine.
You got to, that's what you got to do. That if it's not feasible for you to do that, you're going to be just doing audition quality probably from the back of your rental car. You know, I mean,
which that's is okay.
The best thing you're probably going to get away with, you know, when you're out on the road. And, you know, you're probably doing auditions for jobs that, you know, unless you're a pro, you've been doing this for 10, 15 years. The chances of you pulling off a fantastic audition in a strange environment with less than ideal equipment is so much less than if you're in the comfort of your own studio.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, do it because you like the challenge of it. Do it because you think it's interesting to try it. But if you're hanging your hat on this as a way to keep your career moving forward, it's probably not worth the effort.
No.
It probably isn't. I mean, there's some folks that are wearing golden handcuffs. They have to be available. They have to get those promos and those affiliate commercials things.
It's a tiny little minority of people.
It's a small group that need that kind of availability.
Yeah, so. I mean, to demonstrate that you can do that doesn't mean a whole lot if you can't deliver it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be doing that stuff, you're getting hired and you're being requested and asked to do that kind of stuff.
Yep.
In which case, yeah, you probably need to have that stuff for you, you know, when you go on the road. Yeah. But I've had VoiceOver Atlanta, VO Atlanta a couple of years ago. We ran this contest, show us a picture of your booth, show us your booths, and, you know, in your hotel room. And people would show us these pictures of these voiceover shrines that they would build and kept thinking, what happens when the, you know, the cleaning staff comes in and says, what is this religion that has taken over this hotel? And they've got all these shrines. One of these days, the ironing boards.
You should bring a little statuette that when you leave for the day, you put in there. So they think you actually do.
You can not draw a triangle with an eye on it in the bathroom mirror.
You can really freak them out. But yeah, I mean, you build pillow forts, you use your car. I mean, that's a great one. Of course, I don't believe in, you know, if I'm going on the road, I tell my clients, I'm on the road, and there's a reason I'm on the road, and it's not to be doing voice work.
But you know what they say? You want to get voice work.
Make plane reservations.
Make a trip. Yeah, take a trip.
It's just the way it works.
It's just the fact that you reach out to tell somebody you're not available is them going, oh, yeah, Dan Leonard. Now they're going to start sending you work. You're better off maybe not saying a thing. Just leave it.
That's true. Well, I mean, some of the companies I'm contracted with, they say, give us a week's notice.
They want to know.
I'm going to be out
they
of town.
They want to know, yeah.
I'm going to write it. I type it. But you know, I think that if you're on the road trying to accommodate a client or just to do an audition, you know, if you're doing it on your iPhone, I mean, if you just, you learn how to use your iPhone, or as John was saying, use that little, you know, the Shure mic. Just use it right. The copy's right there. Use it in your car. They're more concerned about how well you read the copy than they are about the audio quality, because they know especially if you're doing it to do it at another studio.
Yep.
Chances are, you know, they're like, does this guy get the script? Do they see what we're trying to talk about? All right, bring him in. Yeah. Doesn't matter that you're in a closet in some hotel in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, audition quality is audition quality. I mean, don't try to duplicate what you're doing at home when you're on the road. You know, it's incredibly difficult to do. It's not impossible, really difficult.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can build effects chains and processing stacks and Apollo presets that will, you know, what I've had people do is they've sent me audio they do at their home studio.
Right.
And then I have them go on location and then I have them send me their audio from that location. If the acoustics aren't a dreadful mess,
right,
I can get pretty close. You know, we can do a pretty good job with it. But if the acoustics are totally different, there's not yet a plugin that will make your walk-in closet studio at home sound like the corner of the room in your hotel room.
Right.
It's just not going to just not a plugin yet that can do that.
Right.
Maybe that's another prediction for this year. We'll have that plugin.
Well, maybe it's a prayer for this year. Please bring us one of those.
Yeah, yeah. Last thing, I just had J-Horse Black tagging on to the eGPU thing earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He said, any certain external GPU that you recommend, or are they all about the same? So yeah, an external GPU is sort of a generalized term. That's the box, the card that goes in the box. That's the whole rig together. And there are companies now that are making a standalone unit that have the card, the box, all in one. That's a different world from what I'm doing. I can't make a specific recommendation. It's just, it's just not something I've ever personally needed. Right. So you're probably better off going on like newegg.com or something like that, where they talk about a lot of that kind of gear.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, you know what? Our good friend of ours has been on the show several times, Juan Carlos Bagnell.
Yeah.
He works for Newegg now, doing a talk show on the at Newegg about gear.
Right.
Yeah. So go ask Juan Carlos Bagnell. Yeah. He'll know. That dude will know. Trust me. Go find Juan Carlos.
Absolutely. Well, if you've got a question about your home voiceover studio, write to us, the guys at VOBS.TV. There it is, right there underneath Mr. Whittem. And you can ask the questions like we've been asked tonight, and we will expound as much as we can. Just as we did. And making sure that you completely understand how it is that you go about having a home voiceover studio.
And Dan... Yes. Is this the time where we show our lower third?
It is. Can I go first now?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to work with me, all you got to do is go to homevoiceoverstudio.com. And there it is. And I work with you. If you're not really knowledgeable, if you really don't know how to start off with your home voiceover studio, get in touch with me and I will teach you how to do it from, where you're going to put it, how you're going to set it up. You don't have to have windows and guitars hanging on the wall. That's not a home voiceover studio. It's your closet. The more clothes, the better. Things like that. And I'll show you how to do it, how to record properly. And if you already have an existing home studio and you're like not sure of the sound, go to my website. The bottom of the homepage is the...
Specimen Cup.
Specimen Collection Cup. And you
for
click
audio
on that.
Only.
Yes. I will analyze that for $25. And if you got a big problem, we'll work it out. We'll try and find out how to fix your audio. Mm-hmm. If you want to build a voiceover palace and you want to work with the guy who works with the big guys, you talk to Mr. Whittem. And the way you find him is?
You head over to georgethetech.com, or if you like shorter URLs, georgethetech. I do what Dan does as well, but I also do studio design, consultation. I help people all around the world, as long as you can speak my language, which today is still just English.
Good.
Got some catching up to do. then I can help you out anywhere. We can work remotely, Source Connect, remote desktop, whatever you need. It's all available over there. I also do Twisted Wave stacks, processing presets, that kind of thing. That self-service. You send me the audio, I send back the processing. And off you go. So go check it out over there.
All right. So stay tuned here on VoiceOver Body Shop. We'll be right back.
Skittles, taste the rainbow.
She has fought for those who don't have a voice.
The National Zoo. Because sometimes you just need to stroke a llama.
Instagram. Download it and start embarrassing your teenagers today.
Resolve spot and stain.
Because the dog's gonna drag his butt on the carpet. He just is.
$400 million. That's what the mayor wants you to pay for a new basketball stadium.
Chickens were made to be fried.
Sorry, buddy. KFC.
Engage the droid army with this Lego Star Wars Republic fighter tank.
What? You've never seen a girl kill a troll? GameStop.
Hey, I'm the cat meme guy. Come on, you know you love cat memes. Instagram, what's your thing?
Hi, it's J. Michael Collins, and these are just a few examples of the first-class demos my team and I are producing. If you'd like to have something similar, visit jmcvoiceover.com and click on the Demo Production tab to find out more.
We're here in the new studio, and we always like to have the best equipment. And you like to have the best equipment as a voice actor. We always say, get the best work, get the best equipment. But the thing is where do you get this stuff? One of the best places to get it is voiceoveressentials.com, Harlan Hogan's website, where he has the best stuff and lots of specials running all the time. Go over to their website, voiceoveressentials.com, and check and see what he's got. But most importantly, his signature series stuff. Although I hear they are selling like hotcakes, those mixer faces that we've been talking about, George. People love them. They're great units. He says, he wrote to me today. He said, I just used one on a road trip. It worked great. I've used them on road trips. great little interface, and it can mean your mainline interface, and you just throw it in your suitcase and there it is.
It is. It's good enough to be the one thing. I don't really recommend having a one thing because you want to have a backup.
Right.
But it's capable. Sound quality is there. The headphone amp is there. It's got all the, right, you know, the right features.
Right. And multiple mics. You use it for podcasts and stuff like that. But the other thing he wanted me to talk about was the Harlan Hogan Signature Series headphones. Version two, which you really like.
I do really like these. The old ones had an acquired taste sound, I would have to say. I mean, they were tuned to be uniquely for voiceover, and by doing so, they made them sound very different from other headphones. So they took a little while to get used to. These sound familiar. I don't know how else to say it, but they sound a little more familiar.
It sounds like George.
They sound a little more familiar. They sound more like music headphones, a little bit more high fidelity. But they still have the qualities of the older ones that I really liked. These are actually a little more comfortable. They're made out of better quality materials. Detachable cord is really, really sweet to have. That means if you rip the cord out, if you trip on it, the cord can be plugged back in. You know, it's nice to have replaceability. That's right, yeah. These are going to last a really long time. So check them out. If you tried the old ones and you weren't totally thrilled, I'd say give these a shot. You might be very pleasantly surprised.
I'm using them. They're great headphones. The best place to get them, the only place you can get them, is voiceoveressentials.com. And the way you get there is you go to the bottom of our homepage. If you're all watching on our homepage, go down to the bottom of the homepage, click on that picture of Harlan Hogan, at least the back of Harlan Hogan, talking into his Portabooth Pro, and it will take you right there and buy all his stuff. It'll make him happy. It'll make us happy. But most important, it will make you happy. Thanks for being our sponsor for 8 years, Harlan, and we hope you'll be with us for 8 more. God, I hope we're here for 8 more years. We'll be right back.
Possible.
Now, that was a great show. This new format's going to be interesting. We'll see how it goes.
Working out the kinks tonight.
Yeah.
Live on the air.
That's the way it goes. On January 21st, 2019 rolls by just like that. We will bring Larry Davis in here.
Who's fantastic.
A funny guy. He's just like John Bailey, just a great mimic and
amazing improviser.
And a great improviser, yeah. and a fun guy. We're looking forward to that. Yeah. Who are our donors of the week?
Donors of the week. We've got a lot of those familiar names because they subscribe, like Tracy H. Reynolds. We've got, why are these all in the donors area? Sorry about that.
Okay.
And Andrew Kaufman, Karen Cunningham,
Karen
O'Brien.
Karen O'Brien.
We've got coming down the list here, Don Griffiths. Thank you, Don. He's a subscriber. Martha Kahn, Shana Pennington Baird, which we now know the same name, how to say her name since she's been on the show. Good old Uncle Roy from Antland Productions. Joseph Valentinetti. Thank you, Joseph. Diana Bertzel. Stephanie Sutherland. And to round it out, Patty Gibbons, Brian Page. We're pretty much reading everybody's that's donated in the last month because, well, we haven't been on in almost a month. Amanda Fellows and
George Whittam Sr.
My dad, George Whittam Sr., who every time I see him says, I can't figure out how to cancel my donations.
Darn. Well.
Anyway, thanks, everybody. We really appreciate your supporting us along the way. It's been great.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, we've got the VOBS living room here, but if you'd like to show us your booth, show us your booths.
Yeah, we want your booth back here.
Absolutely. And send it to us in landscape, not portrait.
Right, landscape.
Show us what your studio's like. What you put into it, and we'll be in front of it, which would be really cool. Send them to the guys at VOBS.tv, and we'll be happy to get it on here. If you need help with your home studio, you can talk to George at
georgethetech.com. That's where you can find me. And Dan is available over at
homevoiceoverstudio.com. Get over there. Well, we can help you. We know what's going on. We're now on at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 Eastern, and whatever time it is in Newfoundland. doing it an hour early so you guys on the East Coast can have a little bit more time with your families,
right?
That sort of thing. And but if you'd like to be in the studio here at 5 o'clock on a an alternate Monday. We're going to be on every other Monday now. Mm-hmm. Let us know if you're going to be in town or if you're here in LA, and write to us again at theguys@vobs.tv and put in the subject line audience.
Mm-hmm.
And that will allow us to know that you're going to be here.
As you saw, we have quite a bit more room now for folks to be in here. It's absolutely very comfortable. So come on in.
Absolutely. Well, we'd like to thank our sponsors, of course, like Harlan Hogan's VoiceOver Essentials,
VoiceOver Extra,
Source Elements,
VO to GoGo,
VoiceActorWebsites.com,
and J. Michael Collins Demos, all still sponsoring the show in 2019. Thank
absolutely.
You, everybody.
They know where the good stuff is. Absolutely. As do you guys. Of course, we'd like to thank the Dan and Marcy Leonard Foundation for the betterment of live webcasting. Our producer, Catherine Curtin, for getting us Tara Strong and all these great guests we've got lined up. Jack Daniel on chat room duty and on YouTube. And our amazing technical director, who did an amazing job tonight. Burnout worthy. Sumerlino. And, of course, Lee Penny for being Lee Penny. Well, guys, you know, it's all about how good you sound. And that's mostly because you sound the way you are. And that's the most important thing. But if it sounds right,
it is good.
That's right. And it sounds right.
And you're right.
I'm right. That's right. Anyway, that's going to do it for us tonight on VoiceOver Body Shop. We'll see you on the 21st with Larry Davis. And I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VOBS. Take care, guys.
Good night, everybody. Thanks.
Your dynamic voiceover career requires extra resources to keep moving ahead. Now there's one place where you can explore everything the voiceover industry has to offer. That place is voiceoverextra.com. Whether you're just exploring a voiceover career or a seasoned veteran ready to reach that next professional level, stay in touch with market trends, coaching, products and services, while avoiding scams and other pitfalls. VoiceOver Extra has hundreds of articles, free resources and training that will save you time and help you succeed. Learn from the most respected talents, coaches, and industry insiders when you join the online sessions, bringing you the most current information on topics like audiobooks, auditioning, casting, home studio setup and equipment, marketing, performance techniques, and much more. It's time to hit your one-stop daily resource for voiceover success. Sign up for a free subscription to newsletters and reports and get 14 bonus reports on how to ace the voiceover audition. It's all here at voiceoverextra.com. That's voiceoverxtra.com.